Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to this great January, the 18th here. And joining me on this Thursday is Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Alice Benton. Hi, guys.
Hey, it's great to be with you both.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Sherry.
Just a quick mention, my wife and I, we are on Family Life today and tomorrow with Dennis Rainey and Bob Lapine. Great guys, great interview. I have to tell you, I've done a lot of things with my wife, and I've experienced people experience her, and the respect that these guys had for her was really quite amazing. And we'll be doing a workshop. We did two programs. They came in, hey, would you do one of our seminars with us? And so we'll be doing that. But truly a great ministry. We're talking about the Mediterranean Love Plan, the seven secrets that could restore some passion, romance into the later years, into your marriage. I think you'll really like the content of that program. But today, you are our content. And I want to go right to the phones. I don't want to waste one moment. I want to go to Ann from San Jose, California. Ann, welcome to the program, listening on KFAX. Hi there.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you.
My question, so I have a 20-year-old, sensitive, artistic, musical guy, went to Christian schools, church, didn't really date, but had crushes, lots of girls as friends. We let him, or helped him get in, do some things that were in kind of heavily gay communities, a drum corps guard, and then going to college in San Francisco, because he'd always assured us he was straight. Mm-hmm. And he came home this Christmas and announced that he had a boyfriend.
That had to be hurtful to you, I'm sure. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and we were shocked, and we felt like he had these interests that were, you know, sometimes different, right? But I felt like God made him that way, and it doesn't necessarily make him gay.
Uh-huh, right.
But our question is, and I'm realizing as I'm listening to some of your programs too, I think there's been a pretty big vacuum in terms of his relationship with us. He hasn't shared, you know, heart things for a long time.
Right.
And we are also helping pay for him to be in college in San Francisco. So I'm wondering if you guys have any advice on where we go next. Because I think relationship is big, but I also think, do we have any control over parameters that we set, being that we're helping him, you know, pay for college?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to say that there are a lot of things that I would say, let's say if he were a drug addict and you were supporting his drug addiction, and that was something that, you know, he could get treatment for, and instantly he could be in recovery. You know, anybody with a drug problem, you're in recovery tomorrow. This is a very unique problem, a very unique situation. There are people listening that just the fact that I call it a problem is offensive to them.
Right.
But the bottom line is, I just believe there is a better way. But getting to that better way, for him to get to the better way, is a very complicated and difficult thing. And we'll give you some help right after this, but there are no magic words. There is no single simple answer that covers all situations right. like this. But we're going to give you the best help that we can. We'll take this break and come back for more New Life Live right after this.
I'm 433 pounds.
How long have you weighed that much?
I've probably been over 300 at least 15, 20 years. Mm. I'm 39. I feel like I've just been a failure in every area of my life.
Does this sound like your story? It doesn't have to. You don't have to be defined by how much you weigh any longer. New Life's Living Light Workshop can help. The workshop features main sessions presented by Steve Arterburn, plus small group sessions led by a licensed Christian counselor, and morning workout sessions designed to meet you at your own pace. It takes place in Washington, D.C., January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go online to newlife.com. If you're finally ready to stop going from diet to diet and begin a comprehensive plan that provides freedom in every area of your life, the Living Light Workshop is the living free plan for you. Call 1-800-639-5433 or newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back talking with Ann, and she has experienced what so many parents have experienced. The child says, I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, someone of the same sex. Sherry, you, Alice, any insight here as to what you would have her to do? She's even wondering, should they be paying for college?
Well, the first thing I'm hearing that you're saying without really saying it is there anything we can do to fix this? This has been painful in our lives, and so you're trying to find help. So the reason we go there is because something happens in our life that causes us to feel pretty helpless.
Yeah.
And so your son is not ego dystonic with his choice to be with a young man. He's ego syntonic, meaning he's made choices and he's okay being there. My first thought is, what was his growing up? Okay, there's a group of people in the world that are called highly sensitive people. There's a book, The HSP, The Highly Sensitive Person by Elaine Aron. And I actually think there's both men and women that are HSPs. And I think some of these HSPs come into the world, and because you described them, they're sensitive, they're more artistic, they feel their environment, they're passionate, they can be musical. What happens as men, young boys, is they get very, people are confused about them rather than just kind of appreciating them as a fine, well-tuned instrument. And so sometimes dads can pull away thinking that what is wrong with my son? He doesn't like soccer. He doesn't like football. He's not doing the things that you see the normal, or not normal, but the majority of boys doing. And so then that little boy starts putting in his heart a belief that I'm different. I don't belong. And
right.
every person so far that I've worked with, and I this is not my major population, but every client that I've worked with or friend that I have seems to have that belief that I'm different, I don't belong. And they feel a lot of acceptance in the gay world and the gay lifestyle. So when you start to try to fix him, he doesn't feel love. Mm-hmm. He feels that I'm different, I don't belong. You don't
right.
get me. And so I think the first place I would have you and your husband go is not to trying to change or control what he's doing, but it's into your own grief. It's into okay. your own grief and loss about what it means to have your young son, 20-year-old, not with a young lady.
Yeah.
That hurts to think of. Is your firstborn?
No, second.
Okay. So to have a child who you're going, wow, he's not going, it's not going to look like the picture I had in my head. And I need to get really sad about that.
Sharon, let me tell you, I think you're describing something, and I describe it this way. People say, I was born this way, or I was this way from the very beginning. Well, here's what I think. I think that they are born with a predisposition to be rejected. All the things that you described, that it is, they're just set up to feel alienation. Now, I know this feeling. I was raised in Texas. I didn't really like football. I played football just to look like I was a real man. I was the kind of the Renaissance man. I wrote. I was already writing back then. I sang. I was student director of the choir. I loved art. All those kinds of things. But there was something that never happened to me. But it did happen to two other members of my family who were both gay. And I was never molested. They were molested by the pastor of our church's son, both of them. And so there are a lot of different variables. Is everybody that's gay molested? No, absolutely not. Is everybody that's gay artistic and sensitive? No. But I'm telling you, like Sherry, every person I've ever worked with, known, they were rejected, or they felt different, or they felt rejection, alienation. And then one day they walk into this world, and it could be very early, and they feel, I'm home. This is where I should have been all along. And it's a very, very unique experience for them. So I am 100% with what Sherry is saying to you. Your job is to love this boy, be with him, stay with him. At any moment, he could decide to do what I believe a very godly young man decided. He said, Dad, I don't like women. I'm not attracted to them sexually. I am attracted to men, but the Bible doesn't allow me to have sex with anybody I'm not married to. So I will have friends. I will have friendships, but I will not be a sexual man. But I will be like a monk or a priest or something. I will be very fulfilled in my life, but I am eliminating that from my life because I don't feel an attraction in that area. At some point, if I do, I'll let you know. It'll be different. I think there are many people that are living that way, and they're finding fulfillment. I don't know if that's the way that your son would ever choose to live, but I do know that God loves every single person he's ever put on this earth, and he wants the best for each of us. You hang in there with him.
And Steve, you pointed out that there are no magic words. And Sherry, you said that a lot of this is out of Anne's control. And Anne, there is something that is very much in your control. You mentioned that there is a vacuum in communication between you and your son, and maybe your husband's involved in that too. So I want to ask you to apply the speck versus the beam principle, biblical principle here, which is you can go to your son to say, I don't know that we've been safe enough parents for you to talk with about difficult things in your life. And Anne, I want you and your husband to look back in your history and pick out a few ways that you may not have been great communicators, because every child has imperfect parents. And if we imperfect parents are willing to go to our children to say, I wasn't great at this, I messed up in this area, I might not have asked you enough questions, maybe I nagged you too much, would you tell me what that was like for you? And tell me other things I did that made it tough to talk to me. I want a better relationship with you. If you can build that bridge, at least offer that hand out to your son, you have a much greater probability of influencing him in the long run and allowing him to get closer to you and your husband. And you have the power to do that. So I hope you'll think about that and put that into action with him.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're like-minded here in this, and it's a tough situation, and it sets us up for all sorts of criticism. But I tell you, we've thought about this for more than 5 minutes. And if we knew of anything magical, wonderful, miraculous that would change everything, we'd be telling you about it. We'd be talking about it right here. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. We want to help you. If you can help us, it's the same number. I recently received a wonderful note from someone. It says this: thank God for your godly ministry. I personally benefited from New Life and your radio show, hearing your wise and often humorous counsel to callers. I love how there are several counselors on each show, so the input's varied but complimentary. I've also grown from New Life via facilitating a Lose It for Life support group. Our small group of five worked through two series of Lose It for Life together. It was so enlightening, and each woman applied the teaching to her life as deeply as she chose. There's so much meat in that that we could go through both the series again and again. Thank you. We formed strong bonds with each other that will never be broken. It was so much more than a weight loss program. The Lord has truly led you to offer this life-changing ministry. I pray you'll continue following His lead in the years to come. Well, what was Lose It for Life is now Living Light, and you can live in the light of the Lord. You can live a lighter light, but you got to call us. It's next weekend, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And I said it yesterday, I get it that you don't want to come and be shamed into what you haven't done or could do and won't do and all that. It's not going to happen at this. I've been where you are. I've gotten freedom from it, and I want you to have that same kind of freedom. Let's go back to the phones. How about we talk with Patty, Anaheim, California, listening on the great station KKLA. Hi, Patty. Welcome to New Life.
Hi there. Hi. I have a quick question. I want to get to my question right away. However, I want to give you a little bit. I'm extremely heartbroken, but in the healing process from the betrayal of my ex-husband's sexual integrity, Sadly, my marriage ended in divorce, 30-year marriage, in emotional, financial ruin, three children, 28, 25, and 19. They all have been affected by this tremendously. Mm. I do want to thank you so much for your wonderful resources and wisdom. I attended Women in the Battle, learned a lot in that weekend. I read A Heart Restored, a subscriber of TV.NewLife.com. Love it. Watch video clips every day. I'm learning, and like I said, I am in the healing process, and I just can't thank you enough for your program and for what you do.
Well, I hope we can help you right now. What's going on? Man, you are quite the committed New Life person, and I made my day here, so thank you for that.
Thank you, Steve, and I mean, you did. I've been a faithful listener for 3 years. One day you said, what is God asking you to do that you haven't done? And I took a risk, and I did ask my ex at that time, he was my husband then, of the new resources that I had found, and he didn't buy into it. He started a action plan to leave me, and he left me a note at the bottom of the stairs one evening, and out he was gone and moved in with his girlfriend.
Oh, Patty.
Wow. That's rough.
So, I mean, my story is very, very hurtful. If I had, you know, more time, I would give it to you. But the question now is, my 28-year-old daughter eloped last year in the middle of my high-conflict divorce, but is now getting married in May just to have a party, a ceremony. And I have asked her if she would, I asked her gently if she requested that she not invite the woman that basically destroyed the marriage and basically the girlfriend, that my wounds are too fresh, that it would trigger so many emotions on that day that I want to be just really focusing on her wedding day. I have never met this woman, so what are your thoughts on that? Was that unreasonable?
Well, what was her reaction? What was her reaction?
Her reaction, she did fly off the handle. She thought I was putting her in a position that she could not choose. Basically I needed to be the bigger person and show up at the wedding and ignore her.
Let me tell you something that may cause you not to like me as much as you or New Life. But here's the caution. It is her day, and she has two parents. And when you ask her to not invite or allow him to invite whoever he wants to invite, in a way, you kind of are asking her to use her wedding day to fight your battle for you and declare you the winner. Now, I know that is not pleasant to hear, But in a million years, I would not want her to invite your ex-husband's mistress. But the ex-husband's mistress did not cause your divorce. She didn't cause it. I'm not saying she was a great person. I'm just saying your husband and you were distant, separated, and he did a really bad thing. Mm-hmm. And so now here your daughter is stuck in the middle. And to not invite the person he loves now is to say, I don't accept you anymore, Dad. You went too far. That's not the way God treats us.
Mm-hmm.
Now what I want to say to you is you demand that she not ask this woman. But what I have to say to you is you have to choose whether or not you're going to go. But it shouldn't be the wedding day that is the battleground of
right.
your divorce. Shouldn't be there. You should free your daughter up. We'll be back after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Keffer and Alice Benton. And we're talking here with Patty. And, oh, my goodness, the husband has been unfaithful. And now the daughter doesn't think it's a bad thing for the mistress and the dad to come to the wedding. Patty really wants her. Ask her not to invite her and want to know if it was unreasonable. What are your thoughts there, guys? I've certainly shared mine. You want to start, Sherry, with your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought you were right on it, Steve. I actually said, wow, at the break, both mm-hmm. Alice and I did, because I think it was such a profound take. It's like, you know, getting in a helicopter ride and rising above this whole bloody mess to try to find wisdom within it. And so I want to say I'm proud of you, Patty, for asking for what you wanted and you needed from your daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would release yourself from any shame.
Yeah.
In that I would release yourself from any shame you may have felt by asking your daughter for what you wanted and what you needed in light of what happened to you. So that's mm-hmm. the first point. I get that because I've been through betrayal myself. So the truth of the pudding came out in your daughter's answer. When she said what she said was your cue that I need to find another way. And you said you started the show with, what is God asking you to do? Steve said that at one point in your life. What is God asking you to do? And there are times in our lives where we are actually invited into restorative measures that feel insane and they don't make much sense. It feels like counterintuition. So I would encourage you to possibly do this. Are they going to have a dinner before the wedding or just the wedding? Are they going to have, like, you know, family dinner the night before?
Yes, there is a rehearsal dinner.
Okay.
Whatever, 2 days before. There's also a ceremony and a reception after.
Okay, so this is going to feel insane. But I am going to see how you would feel if your daughter allowed your dad to bring his mistress, if she wanted to or not, to that event first, so that you could actually face her. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a smaller room, and it's going to hurt. But I want you to find one of your women that has encouraged you through this dark season of your life, and I want you to ask your daughter to bring her as a guest. So you have got a battle buddy to walk through this. And I want you to have someone you like being with, so that if you want to distract yourself and just look at this other person and talk to her all night long, one-on-one, you can do that. But it's like walking into the room with the feeling of predator and facing it there first, so you don't have to face it on the wedding day. It's like being brave first, preemptively, so that you can be more relaxed. You will work through your feelings, but it'll give you a couple days to catch your breath so that on the wedding day, you can actually go and feel somewhat more in your skin. And I would actually bring your friend to the wedding as well.
Now, you may be tempted to bring one of these actors that looks like Cary Grant or, you know, someone. But
hey, that went through my mind.
But I really think it'd be great if you had a great friend there with you. And I'm really sorry that your daughter wasn't able to say to the dad, you know, Dad, for 30 minutes out of my life, this wedding thing, you know, if you didn't have to bring her, it sure would make things easier for everybody. I wish that had been it, but since it wasn't, this is kind of what you're left with. But I'll let Alice have the last word here. Alice, any thoughts before we go?
Patty, I want to give you 3 steps to take to further put into practice what Steve and Sherry are sharing with you. And those 3 steps will help prepare and protect you. And they'll also help you access the supernatural grace that I think you will need to be in attendance there. We have such compassion for you and the position that you're in. The first step is for you to have a safe place to get to emotionally kick and scream with the women that you're connected with, as Sherry mentioned, to just pour out your anger and your heart and how unfair this position is for you. And also to be able to do that after the wedding with them. And this will help you not do that with your daughter and not do that at the wedding itself. Pour it out with those safe women before and after. And the other thing, I don't even want to say this because I don't like this, but I believe this last step I'll offer you is that way to access more of God's grace. God asks us pretty much the impossible, which is to pray for our enemies. And I don't understand it, but I do know when we are faithful to that, he can boost us, he can empower us, and he can protect us with his grace if we're willing to put that into action. Would you pray for the mistress and your ex-husband before the wedding?
Yeah. And, you know, I'll just say this too. I love what you said. It's like putting on the full armor of God before you go in there. But any of us facing a situation that's just horrific, never forget the power of an empty bathroom stall. I tell you, if I'm in a place that I am, you know, it's just horrible, I will retreat to an empty bathroom stall, close the door, and breathe and just get away for a minute and pray, catch my breath, and get back out there. In fact, I may write the book, The Power of an Empty Bathroom Stall.
Nice, nice.
And I'm going to dedicate it to Patty because that's a tough situation.
Hey, you know,
Patty,
Steve,
we want to hear how it goes with you. Yes, Sherry.
I just want to say, this happened to me, Patty. Mm. The first time I ever met the mistress of my former husband was at a funeral. And he not only had her, but he had his firstborn son, which I thought should have been mine. Mm. And so I moved through it and healed.
Not easy.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Lives stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh with some information for you before we take some more calls. If you aren't receiving the free New Life Daily Devotional, well, you're missing out. We email it to you early in the morning, so anytime during your day that you need a moment to reset and refocus on God's truth, it's right there at your fingertips. There's a sign-up link at the bottom of the homepage at newlife.com to get you started. Also, think about tv.newlife.com. It's our on-demand archive of video segments on many different topics by Steve and the New Life team. It's just $10 a month, and it's a great resource for some quick practical help. Just go to tv.newlife.com to sign up for that. Now back to you, Steve.
All right. Glad that you are listening to us today. If there's anything we can do to help you with, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll go to Bill, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, listening on a podcast. Hey, Bill, welcome to New Life. How can we help today?
Thank you. You were so right when you said the phone is heavy to pick up.
Yes, it is.
A while back. Well, I have a problem. I've read Take Your Life Back.
Okay.
And I want to take my life back. I have a problem with anger. Usually something happens at work, mostly every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been acting out and having bad reactions. With little petty stealing and stuff like that, I sometimes find myself doing, and seems to be result from anger. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to stop this and have a better response to when bad things happen.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a really, really original question that's never been asked here before, okay?
Oh, great.
So when you were growing up, who was that person that you could even say stole from you the thing that meant so much to you, or prevented you from expressing who you were, or held you back or down, or spewed anger all over you? Is there a person like that that you can think back on, this could be the seeds of what I'm experiencing today?
Well, I come from kind of a large family, and I was the fourth in line.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was my older brother's sisters. Mm-hmm. I don't know. When I was a child, I can just remember older ones taking things that belonged to me and breaking them or whatever. But, you know, that goes way back to when I was a child, a long time ago. But
well, sometimes when you're raised in a large family, you wonder if anybody even notices you. And
possibly.
You feel like just what you're entitled to, time and attention, is being stolen from you. But it doesn't sound like there's any one person that destroyed your self-esteem or image or feelings about yourself.
Not when I was a child. I know I had when I was a young teenager, in a family business, and an uncle of mine told my father that I was no good. He didn't know I overheard that, but that always sticks in my mind also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there's something, huh?
I know, in your book, Take Your Life Back, you talked about trauma. I know, I was never hit in the head with anything like you talked about, Steve, with football, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is definition of a trauma?
Okay, well, Sherry's our trauma specialist. Why don't you start there, Sherry?
So traumas are when you're wounded. It's in the word trauma actually means like the tearing of flesh or like a wound. And so if you think back to wounds, when your uncle said that, you're not good for anything, you're left with this imprint on your heart. It's a negative belief about yourself that says, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm insignificant. I'm unimportant. And so those pivotal events kind of get wired into our mind. We start thinking those thoughts, and they get wired into our heart. And so I think there's something happening at your workplace that is causing you to get triggered. Because you said triggers come at us. Triggers happen upon us. Something happens, a sleight of hand, somebody says something, and all of a sudden we feel all this stuff in our body. And for a moment, I would want to find out, where is the moment in your day-to-day workplace that you feel helpless?
Good question.
Where is that?
Well, at work, when the boss, the person in charge, doesn't have a problem with any unkindness or unfairness or rudeness, and doesn't do anything about it.
So you're watching.
I'm kind of helpless. I'm kind of stuck there. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's pretty powerless. And so if someone is being unkind, your boss is being unkind to you or others, and you can't get out of that, what I think is happening to you is in that powerlessness, you react in anger to try to find your power. And you not only react in anger, but you go up the food chain one more level and you react in entitlement, which is, you owe me. If this is how you treat me, then you owe me. And so I'm going to take back tit for tat. You're going to treat us like this. Then you take something as a way to try to feel better about what he's doing. But it's not helping you heal. It's only making you feel more shame and more compromise inside, right?
Right.
So what do you think would be a better way of dealing with his hurtful way of dealing with people around you, you and others? What can you do about that? Is there any power you can find?
The only thing I can think of is just try to be nicer, more helpful. I can, doing harm for harm doesn't seem to help, or wouldn't help, I don't think. The only thing makes things worse.
Yes, you're right. Doesn't help you.
No.
How long have you worked there?
Oh, about 26 years.
Okay. Do you feel trapped?
All the time.
Do you feel trapped there?
As far as finding another job?
Yeah.
Yeah, there isn't too many jobs available that would pay a decent income.
Mm-hmm. And so do you see how you're tolerating bad behavior and feeling trapped in your position?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it might mean that you have to do a scary thing in order to get free. You might need to leave this dictatorship that isn't going well.
Mm-hmm.
Because being nice might not fix your problem. It might help, but just being nice may not be the solution to someone who's tyrannical in the workplace. What are your thoughts, Alice?
Well, Bill, I have a couple of ideas that you may be able to practically put into action what Sherry and Steve are talking about, which is the HR department comes to mind for me, that maybe there's a system, a hierarchy within the business, depending on the size of it, that if your boss isn't safe, are there other people of authority, like an HR department, that is safe enough for you to go to? Now, that may apply to that particular situation, but you're also calling about a character problem that you have, anger and stealing that are out of your control. And the fact is that we all have behavior that is out of our control, emotions that get out of our control that we can't just change. We can't just turn off and on like a light switch. But there are decisions that you can make that can help get that behavior back into control. And you're actually taking that step by calling us. You're putting into practice a biblical principle. It comes from James 5:16, which is confessing our sins to one another so that we can pray for each other and be healed. But I think you will need to continually do what you're doing with us here today. If you don't have safe people in your life, you have to establish safe relationships so that every day you find yourself reacting in anger and stealing, you go to your safe people later and confess it to them. Because humbling ourselves like that opens up some of God's grace to us, which then empowers us to change the behavior that is out of our control. Do you have safe people in your life that you could talk about this with?
No, I don't right now. My church has a life recovery group that I haven't gone to yet, but I plan on going. I just have to get up and go.
Well, you need some accountability and encouragement, you know.
Yeah.
Because reality is, you could be stealing something and get caught.
Get in trouble.
And then, you know, somebody else stole something quite significant, and you get nailed with that. And then you end up in a relationship. It's your parole officer. And so rather than go that route, you got to pick somebody that can encourage you and hold you accountable. Another man, not a guy with a badge.
Right.
Now, you've read Take Your Life Back. I think it's time for you to get to that workshop. There we will help you take the next step. You're going to need something more than reading a book. I think the workshop and a man could be the answer.
And CODA at your Celebrate Recovery. Start there.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery, and it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
I'm 433 pounds.
How long have you weighed that much?
I've probably been over 300 at least 15, 20 years.
Mm.
I'm 39. I feel like I've just been a failure in every area of my life.
Does this sound like your story? It doesn't have to. You don't have to be defined by how much you weigh any longer.
New Life's Living Light Workshop can help. The workshop features main sessions presented by Steve Arterburn, plus small group sessions led by a licensed Christian counselor, and morning workout sessions designed to meet you at your own pace. It takes place in Washington, D.C., January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go online to newlife.com. If you're finally ready to stop going from diet to diet and begin a comprehensive plan that provides freedom in every area of your life, the Living Light Workshop is the living free plan for you. Call 1-800-639-5433 or newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and joining us in the studio, Dr. Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, the doctor of finance here, and give us an update, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Steve. You know, it hasn't been a month yet since Christmas, and it still lingers with me, in part because Rhonda and I did something this Christmas that we'd never done before, never had the opportunity. The movie It's a Wonderful Life was showing at the theater. On the big screen.
Ooh, how nice.
So we went and watched It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen. And it spoke to me. You know, that's the movie where George Bailey, Jimmy Stewart's character, finds what life would have been like had he never been born. Mm-hmm. And it spoke to me as I have thought about different people that I've talked to whose lives changed forever because of this ministry. What would it be like if New Life had never been around?
Wow.
And one story that came to my mind was a woman who told me that her daughter had fallen into a wrong crowd, and she got involved with drugs in high school, went off to college, and just fell off the deep end, got an addiction. And she finally hit bottom, called mom, said, "What do I do?" Mom said, "Call 800-NEW-LIFE. She did, and fast forward a few years, she got married, a great life, is having a first grandchild for this mom. And the mom was just kind of in tears. "If you guys hadn't been there, I knew what to do because I listened to your show."
Yeah.
And so, you know, you think, what would that daughter's life had been like? Out on the streets, raging addiction.
Totally.
Having a child or not, maybe an abortion. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, anything could have happened. But that, you know, New Life is that George Bailey of counseling.
Yeah,
that's true. So with that in mind, I just am appealing for folks to make the gift of support to help keep it going. And thank you for all of you who do. Our thank you gift when you give is understanding and loving a person with a attention deficit disorder. And I did say it should be necessary reading for our staff.
It's okay. I get that.
Yeah.
but you know, Larry, really when you think about it, if you hadn't been born, New Life might not still exist because you've helped us run a ministry on very, very little resources for the amount of people that we reach. It's just unheard of. And so I'm grateful for you.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And you're a wonderful life that I get to be with. And, you know, if any of you want to be part of somebody's life changing or us being there on radio for a mother whose daughter is losing her way, needs help, just call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And I can guarantee you we will spend that money to transform lives and do nothing else with it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the phone number to call. All right, let's go. Thank you, Larry. Let's go back to the phones. We've got time for one final phone call. But if you're on the line, hold on. We're doing another program after this. And let's talk right now with Sunny, Las Vegas, Nevada. Hi, Sunny. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
How could we help today?
Okay. I hate being last. I feel like this is a longer question that needs more time. But anyway, my question is, I've been seeing someone. First, we started talking over the phone. Mm-hmm. He's on the other coast. I'm on this coast. And a mutual person thought that we should meet. I went to the East Coast. Spent time there, took time out of my life for like 3 or 4 months, just getting to know each other. We were in church, every Sabbath, just really getting to know each other, like I said. And, you know, I saw some things that concerned me in terms of the communication. But then I came back here on work assignment for 2 months, and it gives me an opportunity to listen to him more intently because I can't see him. And the same red flags seem like they've just intensified. He doesn't have a lot to say or a lot of input. It seems like he can't really meet my needs or mentally, no stimulation. And sometimes
okay.
he doesn't say anything.
So what's the question for us? I think we got an answer for you here, but what's the question for us?
Well, I hate to separate from him or break up, but it just seems like that's the way that it's heading, because even just yesterday I said, you know, I'm considering not coming back there, because he, you know, this has been such a blessing. He's just helped me tremendously. And I was just going to wait and see what he said, and he said nothing. Just silence. But then I said it again, and he said, thinking about a change of plans, huh? And most men that I know that I have, you know, courted would say, wow, well, why? What's the reason? What's going on? Something.
Yeah.
Something.
So ask us a question so we can tell you what you don't want to hear. Because that's kind of where this is headed, I think. But what's the question for us?
Should I end it? I'll have to go back there and get all my things, of course, and all of that. It's not something I'm willing to do and then just tell him. And I just don't know how to do that. And I think maybe he needs help. He's had some traumatic events in
yeah.
his life.
Hey, let me just say this. You can multiply, right?
Yes.
Okay. So whatever you're experiencing now, my experience is multiply that by 5 or 10. And if you marry him, that's what you're going to be experiencing. But let me turn it over to some other women who have actually experienced marriage. And as a female, you guys think this is going the right direction if she goes and tries to help him get over the tough parts that she's saying maybe she needs to help him with?
So when I wasn't as in touch with my own heart and I had some intimacy issues that hadn't been addressed with yet, I spent 4 years with a gentleman that sounds very similar. And I had to get the courage to walk away. So you are not responsible for healing him. You are not responsible for teaching him how to communicate. You are responsible for finding a partner that works well with you. That's my thought.
And Sonny, I would ask you to investigate within your own heart and mind why you doubt your instinct in this. Because the answer to that question will help you figure out how to move forward and how to handle similar situations in the future. And I think that answer is best found in relationship with safe women who know you and can explore that with you. It sounds like you may struggle with some people-pleasing tendencies, and that could hold you back and keep you in relationships that are not the best for you.
But I tell you, you're one of the most fortunate people we've talked to in a long time, because you have the chance to make the decision on this side of what could have been a really rough life. Now, if you make that decision and you get your stuff and you separate and it motivates him to be a different person, then all the better. But most likely, that isn't what's going to happen. I'm glad you called. I'm sending you Take Your Life Back. And I'm going to send you this little book, Is This the One? Every single ought to read it. It will help you figure out if it's time to move forward or not. Help us if you can by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But we want to help you. We've got these amazing workshops coming up. Don't forget, listen to my wife and I on Family Life Today. Talk about the Mediterranean Love Plan. She's brilliant on this program. I think you'll love it. But if you support our ministry, we'll send you, as our way of saying thanks, understanding and loving a person who has attention deficit disorder, our way of saying thank you. The workshop's coming up. Well, we've got certainly Living Light is January the 26th, Every Man's Battle, February the 9th, the 16th of February, Intimacy in Marriage. It's filling up. We've never seen folks sign up so quickly because they've heard this changes relationships. And then Restore, Hope for a Woman's Heart, that's February the 23rd. Take Your Life Back, March the 16th. All of that for you, and it's also provided by you with your support. And thanks to all of you who do support us. If you have never supported us before, please consider making a gift today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Alice. God bless all of you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.